Greetings, I'm Paige Estrotori, presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Sunday, October 27th, 2024. Let's dive into the latest in Australian insurance, finance, and superannuation news. We begin with an escalating underinsurance dilemma in Australia. Recent analysis reveals insurance costs have risen by a whopping 16% over the past year, marking the largest surge in two decades, as announced by Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones at the National Insurance Brokers Association convention. Factors like swelling reinsurance rates, the surging cost of building materials, inadequate urban planning, and the growing impact of climate change are stirring up the storm. Critical risk zones, including northern New South Wales, North Queensland, and the Northern Territory, bear the brunt of the crisis. Minister Jones has stressed the need for synergy amongst governments, insurers, and communities to cushion the blow via climate-resilient materials and more robust warning systems. Next, Australia experiences another bump in the insurance road as the Australian Securities and Investments Commission takes QBE Insurance Group to court. This legal move follows allegations of severe discrepancies in pricing discounts for more than 500,000 policyholders. Retirees, long-term clients, and additional segments have been reportedly impacted, sparking concerns about fair insurance practices. QBE has earmarked $112 million to compensate affected customers while professing its cooperation with ASIC and legal processes. In banking news, ANZ Bank's announcement to shutter its only Blue Mountains branch has ignited community indignation, as residents must trek 150 kilometers for essential financial services. Critics underline the unfair disadvantage imposed on the region's elderly and those without access to technological resources or consistent transportation. As big banks progressively pivot towards digital solutions, the gap for remote and less tech-friendly customers is widening, thus igniting debates about the inclusivity of the evolving financial territory. Finally, a liquidity predicament in Australia's superannuation industry is being spotlighted by the International Monetary Fund. A potential misalignment between member flexibility and investment strategy switchovers could present issues, as over a fifth of super assets are funneled into less liquid investments. In the wake of these concerns, industry leaders contend the present framework strikes a balance between member independence and investment diversity, while emphasizing the need for future adaptability and resilience. Stay informed on all matters regarding insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management with us at Financial Services Online. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This has been Paige Estrotori, bringing you today's top financial headlines.